أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين، وبه نستعين إن شاء الله. Brothers and sisters, we will continue the story of Yusuf from Surah Yusuf إن شاء الله تعالى. Today we will begin from 49 and up. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil, in the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. In summary, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon our Prophet, his progeny and him, was put in prison, was bothered by his own brothers, just because he was innocent, ya subhanAllah. Just because maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show the world that yes, maybe by my knowledge I select a person, but I also can prove to you that he is capable, he is extremely powerful in that sense, in his tolerance and his patience. And Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, proved that. Whether when he was in the well, or when he was in the Aziz, the Pharaoh's house, with his wife, when his wife was trying to lure him, or when he was in prison, or the last and the final test, when they even started showing that he was innocent, and he said, yes, I am innocent, but I do not want to let that innocence to go through my head. It is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أُبْرِئُ نَفْسِي. I'm sorry, at the beginning I said verse number 49. No, it is not verse number 49, it's 53, inshallah ta'ala. The continuation, it said, وَمَا أُبْرِئُ نَفْسِي. I am not going to say that I am innocent. I am not going to brag about myself, because surely, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Surely, the nafs of a human being is the one that pushes, the one that orders, the one that commands the human to the corruption, for the corruption. Illa, except those who are under God's mercy, an exception. That it is with God's mercy. And then the continuation was, Inna Rabbi Ra'ufun, Inna Rabbi Ghafurun Rahim. Surely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that forgives. Forgives what? Forgives the sins, forgives the mistakes, forgives what we do out of ignorance. After all, we are humans. We make mistakes. Yes, we should hold ourselves. We should take our imams, the ma'asums, the faultless, the prophets, as our models, and go to on their footsteps, so we will not. And the more we will try to be like them, the more we resemble our behavior, like the behavior of the prophets and the imams, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon them, the closer we will be to Allah. However, if we made a little mistake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor. He is the one that forgives our slips in life, our deviation from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, if someone really reached a certain degree, Allah's mercy, rahmah, rahim, will contain him and probably, inshallah, will make him ma'asoom. Then, ayah 54. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال الملك ائتوني به أستخلصه لنفسي فلما كلمه قال إنك اليوم لدينا مكين أمين. يا سبحان الله. As soon as the king heard the explanation of his dream, and not only the explanation of his dream, but also he heard that little extra that, well, if you would like to keep the crops in a way that it will not be lost, and when he heard and he realized the dignity of this man, that he's been all of these years in the prison, but yet, yes, subhanAllah, he did not want to go out before proven innocent. And yes, he went out of prison with total innocence. The king immediately, I mean, look, these are beautiful characteristics. Whereas maybe we are saying it as a story and we are continuing and going forward. But you tell me, who at such a moment will think in such a grave matter, with such a great intellect? Yes, subhanAllah. I mean, for instance, at the time that somebody is going out of the prison, he didn't care. He probably wants to go out. He just wants to leave. But no. Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he was extremely aqil, intellectual, razim, grave. So when the king heard his innocent, when the king heard about his words and how he was knowledgeable, how he was with information about how to keep things and how dignified he was, immediately the king said, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ اُتُونِي بِهِ. Go and bring him. Why? So I will make him a special person for me. Only for me. I need such a person to lead the country for me. فَلَمَّا كَلَّمَهُ. Yes, this time, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, left the prison. He went with them, and the king now had faced this person that was in prison for years and years and years. And ya subhanAllah, he saw that graveness, he saw that dignity, he saw that sincerity. Ameen. Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was extremely ameen. And he was chaste. Not only sincere, but chaste. So, he said, Yusuf, qala, he told Yusuf, qala innaka al-yawm ladayna makinun ameen. Now, we will give you makin. From I will give you the strength, I will give you the power of the kingdom, and you are exalted in a very high position because you are Amin, because you are trustworthy, and I will let everything under your trust, under your power, under your strength. You make the judgment and you go forward. At this point, now we are ending a stage of Yusuf, the stage of slavery, the stage of prison. But subhanAllah, a lot of people, they go out of slavery, they be free, and they are happy that they are free. Yusuf from slavery went to worse, he went to prison. But yet look, from the downfall, going to the prison, suddenly, where is he now? In the highest position and kingdom. From the lowest in the prison to the highest in the kingdom. And what kingdom? The kingdom of Egypt. Yes, subhanAllah. Truly, this is a shift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what you call ni'mah, a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that bestows upon person. He says, yes, this is where you were, and this is where I got you out to. I let you in that position. Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, قَالَ اجْعَلْنِي عَلَىٰ خَزَائِنَ الْأَرْضِ. Now, I tell you at this time what you need and what I can do. Make me the treasurer. Give me the position of all of the warehouses, let's say, that you have anywhere in the land of Egypt. Why? Why you let me have all the treasures? Why you let me have all of the warehouses where you store? Why you give me all the stores, the storages that you have? Why? Because inni hafidhun alim. I am not only a very good keeper, but also I am knowledgeable. You see, yes, subhanAllah, how beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling this story, and how Yusuf is being related as he said these things. You know, a person may be hafidh, yes. Someone may be a trustworthy, but he really doesn't know how to take care of the things. Yes, you may give him, let's say, food, fruits, whatever, gold. You know, he knows how, where to put them. He knows, you know, how to protect them, but he does not have the knowledge. Maybe he puts it in a place where it becomes rotten, it becomes bad. Where he puts it in a place where, for instance, it'll be misplaced. No, it needs knowledge. With the sincerity, with the protection and amana, you need knowledge on how to take care of things. Okay, I may, you know, someone may give you a car and you say, take care of it. And you say, yes. And surely, he is sincere, he is protective, he knows how to take care of a car. But he is not knowledgeable, for instance, about when to change the oil, when to change whatever that the car needs. So what happens is the car will be broken in certain times, because of the lack of knowledge, because of the ignorance. So Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, contained the sincerity and the knowledge. So he asked for the power to the storages, to the warehouses, so he will have a signature and be just and be fair and wanted to put everything in its right place. He, subhanAllah, from a prison to the kingdom. He received that by the king of that time. Now, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he became that great ultimate power. All of the storages, all of the food. So during the 7 years, he took all of the harvest. He knew how to save them, and he knew how to distribute them where it needed to be distributed, where it needed to be for usage and to regrow until 7 years. Now, 7 years, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, knew how to store things so people will not go hungry. And putting in mind that the next 7 years is going to be extremely harsh, extremely dry. The drought will cover everything. So, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. The land of Egypt, in time, became all his. Now how? He kind of explained. It said that Yusuf said, okay, once that the 7 years of the good years, the green years, ended, then it was a drought. When people were coming and they wanted food, when they wanted, for instance, whey, whatever food that they wanted, flowers, for instance, to make bread, he was buying whatever they had. Sometimes they had to buy, he had to buy them, their slaves, their houses, whatever they had. And in time, it said that Yusuf had owned all of Egypt. Whatever Egypt had, Yusuf belonged to Yusuf. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Now, in time, now this is a new shift from prison to this location, and not to his position. And not only that, but also he owned all Egypt. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us something here. Once Yusuf owned everything from nothing, a person who was being owned and then put in prison, to owning all of the land and the people and the belonging and the goods of Egypt. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. He said, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ. All of the land of Egypt. And when you said Egypt, that meant at that time the earth. What belonged to Yusuf. But although Yusuf owned the land and the belongings and the material did not own Yusuf. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. That is very important. It's a very, very important. You see, Islam, brothers and sisters, does not tell you go and live on the top of the mountain and be ascetic. Don't buy whatever, don't make business. No, go. You want to be a millionaire? Go be a multimillionaire. You be a billionaire. Doesn't matter. As long as you are not owned by the material. You do not let, you are higher. You are more expensive than money. You are more expensive than material. You are more expensive than land. Land should be belonging to you. You should not be belonging to them. And in other words, it should not control you. You should control it. Yusuf owned and controlled, but was not controlled or was not owned by this land. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I have given him the power in the land. مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ. He can go anywhere, it is his. He can look at any person, and he was his slave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes, that is my mercy. نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَنْ نَشَاءُ وَلَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. I will send with my mercy whoever I see fit. The mashi'ah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes with justice, comes with fairness. بِالْقِسْطِ وَالْعَدْلِ. It goes to the person. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I do not waste the compensation, the pay of those who do good. Al-Muhsineen. Al-Muhsin. Now here, brothers, we have two types of Muhsin. You know, there's a person who is good by himself. But there is a person who not only he is good, but also whatever he does is also good. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not waste the pay, the compensation of anyone who is good. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a little advice. He said, وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ. Brothers, وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying, don't stop at this point. This dunya is not the destiny. The destiny is somewhere else that is called al-akhirah. And that al-akhirah has another pay. What kind of a pay? The pay that it will never ever occurs to a person. You will never see such a thing in this dunya. Down there, everything is so much more beautiful. As an advice, brothers, in this dunya, see, we have dunya and we have akhirah. So just look at yourself where you would like to put your focus. Inshallah, you will put your focus in the akhirah, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers, in this dunya, if you desire something and you get it, immediately after a while you realize that, well, this has faults and you need better. For instance, a car. Once you get a car and you use it, you say, oh, I need, for instance, a better car. I need a different car. Maybe a house, you think about a house, you get a house, then a little bit later you grow out of it, you say, well, I need bigger. If it goes, and let's say that you got two houses, in time you say, well, no, I need three. If you got three houses, in time you say, well, maybe I should get five. And then the five will be 10 and the 10 will be 20. Then maybe you say, well, I should need a city. If you become the owner of a city, in time you want to be the owner of a country. If they give you a whole country, give yourself time, you will see that you need two countries. And then maybe the whole earth. And if it was possible for you to own the earth, you want another planet. Do you know why? Because you're not meant for this dunya. You are much bigger than this dunya. This dunya should not contain you, should not control you. You're much bigger than it. You know, brothers and sisters, this is one of the issues that a person should not, by no means, focus on this dunya. He should focus on this dunya as a way, as a bridge to the akhirah. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. He said, وَلَا أَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ. Now, خَيْر, can you imagine if you would like to tell someone who is a billionaire and he has a country, he has a lot of money, he has land, he has women, he has castles, you tell him something else is much better than yours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, yes. Al-akhirah, the hereafter, is much better. For whom? For those who amanu, believe, and for those who are pious, two characteristics together, believe and piety. So, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, is among those who is not only a very strong mu'min believer, but also he's a pious one. How? Yusuf owned all of Egypt now. Egypt is all his. He went to the king. When he went to the king, he said, O king, what do you think about what you have given me, this kingdom? And you see now all of Egypt is mine. The king said, okay, go ahead and give us your opinion, O Yusuf. Tell us. Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said. He said, I did not make things well to corrupt it. You know, it's a very good point. You see, in other words, what he's saying is, I did not let them be out of disaster to make this wealth, make whatever it is, a problem on their shoulders. You know, it is very dangerous. A lot of people, they ask for money, and as soon as they got the money, that money would be a disastrous weight on their shoulders. Astaghfirullah. They, for instance, go buy haram things. It goes through their head, they be conceited, they be arrogant, they think that they are better than the others. Why? Because his pocket contains a little bit more dollars, papers, or money, currency, than the rest of the people. So, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved these people on my hand. And I would like for you, O King, to witness after Allah. I would like Allah to be my witness and you to be my witness. I own all of Egypt, but I free all of Egypt. I free them. And I would like also to give and return to them their money and their slaves as well. And also you, your majesty, your king, I would like to give you the seal back. I would like to give you a throne back. I would like to give you your head throne back. I'll give it to you. So you will have them. But I ask one thing, subhanAllah. وَلَا أَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ. Now this is the time. Can you give up a $10? How easy that is, you think? This is how, this stuff. Yusuf is giving up everything for one thing. What is that thing? He said, I want you to go with the sunnah, with the seerah that I have set. And that is the seerah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yusuf does things as Allah wishes. The king answered by saying, that is my honor, that is my pride, to use your way, which is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for my kingdom. Because if it was not for you, I was not going to be strong. If it was not for you, I was not going to be guided. And the people were not going to be guided. You made my kingdom strong. You made my government strong. Therefore, I witness. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وإنك رسول. So, at this moment, the king declared to be a Muslim, and he bore witness that Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, as a messenger, as a prophet, which is the sunnah of becoming a Muslim during any era. You believe in the common denominator, which is La ilaha illallah. That is a common denominator at any time, anywhere, any location. And that then that prophet is Rasulullah. For instance, during the era of Ibrahim, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, it was La ilaha illallah. When somebody wanted to be a Muslim, someone should come and say La ilaha illallah, and then say Wa ashhadu anna Ibrahim Rasulullah, because Ibrahim, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, at Rasul at that time. And of course, during the Noah, it's the same. When Musa, may Allah's peace and blessings, was the prophet, the same thing. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Musa Rasulullah. During the era of Jesus, Isa ala nabina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Isa Rasulullah. And of course, at this time, during our era, the one that we have the seal of the religions, the seal of the faiths, being brought by the seal of the prophets, Habib Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, anyone who would like to enter the beautiful, peaceful, healthy faith of Islam, the one, the religion that makes a person peaceful with himself, peaceful with the surrounding, gives him salama, silm and salama. This is the beauty. Islam is from silm, from the salama. And is the one that is living in peace with himself, surrounding, and is in content, total content, taslim, submission with Allah's rules and regulation. He should say, what should he should say? He should say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasula. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. O Lord, give us the strength to be closer to you. O Lord, give us the strength to reach the spirit of submission. O Lord, give us the strength to understand, the knowledge to understand your wahi, your words, your revelation that you brought for us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, next week, what happened to the brothers of Yusuf? During this time, the time of hunger, the time of drought, what did he do to the wife that was trying to lure and was in love with Yusuf? May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. What happened later on to his father, Yaqub, Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him? Inshallah ta'ala, in the next sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.